Hey guys, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new episode. I hope you're having a great week so far. This week we're focused on the answer to this question. What is sin? And hopefully you've already memorized the answer. Sin is disobeying God. Sin is anytime we choose to do what we want instead of what God tells us to do. Sin is rebellion. Sin is going our way instead of God's way. Sin is ignoring God's commands and doing what we think would be better. So sin's bad. The Bible tells us that the consequences of sin are being separated from God forever. But remember, as we study this sad topic, remember that God loves you so much, you don't have to be separated from Him forever. He will take care of your sin. He sent somebody to take the punishment that we deserve because of our sin so we can be rescued, adopted into His family. And if you're a child of God, He chooses to look at you like you have never sinned before. It's a beautiful truth. We're going to dig into that a little bit more. But first, here is this dorky joke of the day.
How does Darth Vader prefer his toast?
How?
On the dark side.
Wake up, kid. It's time to focus on the truth that sin is disobeying God. Psalm 5 verse 4 says that God gets no pleasure from sin. He hates sin. In other places in the Bible, He calls sin filth and stain. Why is sin so bad? Well, God's the king of the universe. He created everything. He's in control of everything. He's in charge. So it's right for us to obey Him. But also, God is good and right and holy. God is love. The rules that God has and the way that God wants us to live, those rules, that lifestyle is good and right and holy. When we go against Him and do what we want instead, we are doing things that are evil and wrong and ungodly. God also hates sin because of what it does to us. Sin is dangerous. It hurts us. Disobeying God always has bad consequences. And sin comes between us and God. Because of sin, we all deserve to be punished forever. But even those of us who have turned away from our sin and we've been rescued by Jesus, adopted into His family, sin still messes with our relationship with God. It makes it different. It makes it uncomfortable. It makes it feel like God is far away from us. God can't stand sin. God is completely separate from sin, and God will never let sin go unpunished. But God loves you. So what do we do about sin? Well, if you're not a child of God, you need to understand what Jesus Himself said in Mark 1, 15. Jesus, while He was on earth, says, "Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The way into God's kingdom is right here. The way to become part of God's family." He was talking about Himself. He said, "Repent and believe the gospel." Now that word repent is really important because it means to turn away from your sin, to turn your back on sin, to change your mind about sin. And Jesus is saying, if you will turn away from sin, if you'll agree that it's bad and evil, if you will look at it the way God looks at it, and if you'll believe the gospel. Now remember, the gospel is the truth that God loved you so much that He sent Jesus to take the punishment that you deserve. Jesus lived a perfect life, and then they arrested Him, even though He never did anything wrong. They punished Him. They beat Him. They spit on Him. They slapped Him and plucked His beard out. They put a crown of thorns on His head. Then they nailed Him to a cross and left Him hanging there until He died. They took His body and placed it in a tomb. 3 days later, He got up from the grave, proving that He was the Messiah, proving that He could rescue us from our sin, proving that He was the only one that could take our punishment, and it was already done. Now, anybody who turns away from their sin, that's what it means to repent, and puts their trust in Jesus to save them, that's what it means to believe the gospel. Any person who does that becomes part of God's family and gets to live with Him forever. Their sins are washed away. They are no longer guilty sinners. Instead, God chooses to look at them like they've never done anything wrong. But it's a very important truth. That doesn't mean that they never will sin again. Now, once we become a child of God, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. He will give us the power, the ability to live lives, to choose in our lives to do the right thing instead of sinning. But sometimes the children of God still choose to sin. That doesn't mean they're not the children of God anymore. We already said earlier today, it does mess with our relationship with God. Things don't feel the same when we have sin in our lives. So God sent us this message through John in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. It says that if a child of God sins, we can confess our sin to God and he will forgive us and cleanse us of unrighteousness. If we will come to God and say, God, I know what I did was wrong. I agree with you that it was wrong. That's what it means to confess. Agree with God that it was wrong. Immediately, he will forgive us and clean us up. We'll be put back in that right relationship with him. Now, it's really important to me that you remember, if a child of God sins, we don't stop being God's children. John 3:16 said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When you put your trust in Jesus, you got everlasting life. But that sin, for a Christian, can still make things weird and awkward and uncomfortable. They still have bad consequences in our lives. God wants to fix that too. We can come to him and say, Father, I messed up. Please forgive me. Please help me. I'm sorry for what I did. God will forgive it. He'll clean it up, and we can go back to having a right relationship with him. I'm praying that for you today. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks, guys.